Well, hey, everybody, come on in. Time for church to start. High five your neighbor like four times. You got to count. One, two, three, four. Hit them four times. And the entire row just looked at each other. It's okay. No problem. No problem. Not a big deal. It's good to have you tonight, live streamers. Wherever you're watching from, it's good to have you also. But welcome to Wednesday Night Church midweek service. We got a guest speaker, Eric Hamp, tonight. He's lost.
Oh. He's lost.
But he'll be here. I gave him the correct address like a minute ago. He's just down the road. But anyways, he's coming. But we're looking forward to that tonight. But before we get into worship, a couple quick announcements for you. Number one is this. Don't forget that next Monday through Friday is Serve Week. We have activities going on out in our community each night of the week. There's a sign-up table for that. Please get involved. Go back and see the different things that are happening. Find something that catches your heart. Sign up for it. And then next week, we'll be ready to get out and serve our community. Also, don't forget, small groups are kicking off in the month of August. On the back board, there's a sheet that says when all the small groups are, when they're meeting, and who the leaders are. So if you have questions about that, you can come ask me, and we'll get you hooked into that. And also, guys, gentlemen, don't forget, we are into our month challenge of a chapter a day in the book of Proverbs through the month of August. So please jump in and be a part of that. And then in September, we're going to get together and talk about it. And last but not least, we had scheduled next steps for tonight, but because of guest speaker, we moved it to Sunday right after church. So if you haven't signed up for next steps, please do so. And next steps is pretty much letting you know more about our church, who we are, how we are structured, how we work, how you can get more involved in dream teams and things of that nature. In other words, if you've been coming here and you haven't gone the next step, but you consider this your family of faith, I encourage you to do so, and we'll get you plugged into the church. Sound good? Amen. Let's all stand up on our feet. Let's worship Jesus together tonight.
Down. Why didn't you give us that money? It was $1 million that she donated. And she said, well, you never asked for it. And so many times I think we ask the Lord things like, hey, make me feel better, Lord. Or help me pay this bill, when we could be asking for healing, when we could be asking for financial freedom, when we could ask to not make it through a day, but through our lifetime, serving Him with all that we have. And this is the God that we serve, not one who can just make it where you can get out of Egypt, but He will part the sea so you can walk on dry land to freedom that will last forever. So why don't we ask Him for something big tonight? Whatever you're believing, I'm going to believe with you that we serve a God who can do it. We serve a God who still is doing miracles. We serve a God who can still make a way where there is no way. Let's not forget the God that we serve, amen. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop.
Everybody, please get your kids checked in a kids' church. If you would. Well, hi, everybody. I said hello, everybody. Okay, there you go. Well, we're still giving everybody a chance to get their kids checked in at kids' church, but it's good to have you tonight. I had somebody review our live stream because we are about excellence. So we have people just check in on stuff, and they said, you know, the only awkward thing about your live stream is when you guys do meet and greet, if you're watching, you don't know what's going on. I said, you know, I agree, but if I stopped our meet and greet, they would throw me out of the church probably. So we'll keep doing it. Sorry, live streamers, you just have to bear with us while we do that. But it's good to have you tonight. If you have a giving, you can prepare that. And we do have a guest speaker, as you know. We will be taking up an offering for our guest speaker at the end of the service. So this is time for tithe and offering, but then a guest speaker offering will come at the end, just so you're aware of that. So if you need an offering envelope for either of those, by the way, ask for it right now, or they're in the chairs in front of you, and you can prepare that and prepare your guest speaker offering a little later. And if you need a prayer card, please ask for one of those. Church-wide prayer on Monday nights is back in full swing, and we love to pray over your prayer needs and join in faith with you on those things. So please get those prayer cards in. As you're doing that, we had youth hangout this past Sunday night, and we played dodgeball for like an hour and a half. And you know what? The adults played with them, and then we all spent the next day in the hospital. I'm kidding. I think we all could have went there, you know, hobbling around, hurt, you know. I used Icy Hot on my arm for the first time in like 15 years that night. But I will say this, the adults, we held our own. We did good. There was no dominance by those young people, I promise you that. But youth hangouts back in full swing. And next week, by the way, Wednesday night, Serve Week, we are doing something. There is no kids' church and youth next Wednesday. We are going to do something as a church next Wednesday, just so you're aware of that. But then youth hangout on Wednesdays, we'll be back the last Wednesday of this month, and certainly kids' church, as always, after that. So having said that, let me pray over your tithe and offering. If you have something, you can bring it down to the baskets. Lord, we thank you to be able to come to your house tonight, to be together, to be in unity together, to worship together, to hear the word together. And I pray as we give, it's just an extension of that we are giving together towards your kingdom and the things that you do with what comes into the house. We thank you that you honor it and you bless our honoring of you. In Jesus' name we all say, amen. So if you have something, you can bring it, and I'll give you a second to do that. And as you're doing it, though, our guest speaker tonight is Pastor Eric Hamp. He is a long, long, long-time friend of Only Believe, and he's been, yes, that means we're getting old, and he's been around our churches a lot. And I know he was involved in Dayton for a long time, right? Is that where you're from? That's what I thought. But now he resides in Denver, Colorado, and I'm a little jealous of that. I love Colorado. I love the mountains. But he's here this week. He's actually in all of our campuses this week and blessing us. But we are privileged to have him with us tonight to minister and give the word. And he asked me today what time we usually close up. I said 8 o'clock, but you don't watch the clock. Just do what you feel in your heart you're supposed to do. Amen? Sound like a plan? All right, let's give Pastor Eric a hand as he comes up tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Well, I am privileged to be here and excited about it. Pastor Kylan has been a hero of mine for years. He probably doesn't even realize this, but when they were youth pastors in Bakken's years ago, I remember coming and visiting the church the first time and walking in, and I had never seen a youth church before. I had seen youth groups, I had seen youth gatherings, but they were having youth church on Sunday mornings, and it was phenomenal. I mean, they had hundreds of kids in there, and they were having their own church service, had ushers, greeters, and prayer time, and band, and I thought, this is amazing, because I've always felt like young people are not the church of tomorrow. Come on, I'll say that over here. Young people are not the church of tomorrow. They're the church of today. I mean, all through Scripture, we see where God used young people in their youth and did amazing things. And I saw these guys with a passion and a calling of God. And I said, that's the way you do youth ministry. So you've inspired me for years. And I just want to say, you guys have wonderful pastors here. Can we give them a great big round of applause? Amen. Amen. Well, it is a privilege of mine to be here, and I'm calling this the OBM tour. So Sunday morning, I was at Bakken's, and Sunday night, I was at the Dayton campus. And then we did a training on Monday, and then an outreach in Sydney on Tuesday. I told Pastor Randy, I said, wait a minute, you're working me. Everybody back home says, oh, well, you're going on vacation for a week. It is not vacation. I mean, he even had me pick up the food for all the people at the leadership thing on Monday. I said, how do you treat a guest like this? Come on. He's like, well, you're right next to the restaurant. But I've been privileged to be a part of Only Believe. I say I used to be a guest, now I'm family. And Pastor Dosik was a wonderful friend and mentor of mine. And he's just poured into my life for years. And so we thank God for this ministry. Amen. I bring greetings from my wife and four children back in Colorado. We grew up in Ohio. We lived and were born and raised in Dayton. And I went off to Oral Roberts University, so I spent some time in Tulsa, and then came from there, went back to Ohio, and then we ended up getting married and ended up going to Colorado, and then we went and pastored in, I've been ministering to kids and youth for 30 years. I know I don't look that old, even though Pastor Kylan said that I was old. Notice he said a long, 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 long time, but you know, I've been doing that for years, over 30 years now. And then we did a little stint where we were senior pastors in Dallas. And so we did that for 7 years, and we were just doing that and associate pastor, and we loved it, and God moved. But now we're in a season where we're back serving my pastor. Many of you may know Tim Bagwell. He's been a part of Only Believe for years, and he's my pastor, and I work with him. And so he lets me get away from time to time. So tonight, I want to minister a word, and I'm believing that God is going to, he's already here, but I believe he's going to show up, and he's going to minister to us in a special way. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for the opportunity we have to come into your presence and to minister to your people. And God, I thank you that over the next few minutes, Lord, that you would just move mightily, that you would use me, God, that you'd speak through my lips. And Father, I thank you. Give us ears to hear, a mind to remember, and a spirit to receive everything you have for us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. There's a story of a guy hiking in the woods, and he was with a friend, and he was walking through the woods, and all of a sudden, he heard a noise. He heard a scratching noise, and he heard a growling noise, and he looked behind him, and it was the largest, gnarliest grizzly bear he had ever seen. And all of a sudden, this grizzly bear gets faster and faster and faster, and he starts running, and the man says, Lord, if you've ever listened to me, if you've ever heard my prayer, turn this bear into a Christian. And a few minutes later, he looks back and the bear drops to his knees. He raises his hands towards heaven and he says, I love you, Lord. The guy thinks it works. And then he puts his paws together and he said, Lord, I thank you for this food I'm about to receive. Come on, let me tell you something. God does hear and answer our prayers. Amen. But I believe it comes when we expect him to do it. And as I was preparing to be here tonight, I just heard the Lord say, I want to answer their prayers. I want them to get breakthrough. I want them to receive what they've been asking for. And now is the time. Somebody say amen to that. And I heard the word expectation. So the word of the Lord is elevate your expectation. Psalm chapter 62, verse 5 and 6 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. My soul waits only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Let me tell you something. When you and I put our faith, put our expectation, put a demand on God, how many know we're not going to be let down? And many times in this, I underlined it. It said God. It said him. It says he. It says he. And this is the key here, that we can't look to other things. We can't look to other people. We can't look to the government, dear God. We can't look to our friends and our family. Our expectation is from him. And he is the one that we go to. He only is my rock and my salvation. That word salvation in the Greek is sozo, and it means he's wholeness, means he's safety, deliverance, healing, everything I need, anything that's broken, that's what he is in my life. And I came from Denver, Colorado to declare to you today, that's who God is. Anything and everything you need, he is that. He is your salvation. Somebody say amen. Come on, you know, I'm a very shy, introverted preacher, as you can tell. So you are allowed to talk back to me. Come on this morning, this evening. The definition of expectation is a strong belief that something will happen. A strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. I tell you what, you might be here today and you might need something to happen. How many would be honest and say, Pastor Eric, there's something in my life right now that I need to happen. I need it. It's not want, it's not wish. I need it to happen. And if it doesn't change, I don't know what I'm going to do, so I'm in need. And if that's you, you need to point your expectation to God. Or maybe you're saying there's something going on now, but I don't want this to be the case in the future. I want the future to look different. I just want to declare to you today, your present situation and circumstance is not your permanent place. Yeah, you missed a good place to shout right there if you didn't. Your present situation and circumstance is not your permanent condition. God is a God of change. God is a God of miracles. God is a God that says, what it looks like right now, just wait a minute, baby, because it's gonna change. Because he is the one that makes all things new. He is the one that causes things to change. He is the God of all expectation. How do we elevate that expectation? How do we get that up? You might be sitting here saying, oh, that sounds good. But you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know where I'm at. It's easy for you to say if you're not going through it. But we have to elevate that expectation. And we do it with assurance of what we're praying for, that it is going to happen. It's amazing, Pastor Kylan, we do it the opposite. We have expectations that are negative, and they come to pass. Oh, well, you know, I went to that dead church for years. And you know what? They had bad preaching, lousy preaching, and I didn't get nothing out of it. Well, guess what? Your expectations were met. People ask all the time, can I pray with you? Every time I go to a restaurant, just about, I'll ask the waitress or waiter, I'll say, we're going to pray over our food in a minute, and we're going to pray for you. If there was one thing that I could pray for you about, what would that be? Most of the time, they look at me like, I don't know. Okay, well, be it unto you according to your faith. You got it. Nothing. Come on, how many know if you expect nothing, you'll get it every time? But I ask them, I say, you know what, if there's one thing that you would need God to do right now, what would that be? And it causes them to think, and if nothing else, it's getting them to point their expectation in one place. And if I can do anything today, I want to leave up out of here in the next 17 minutes. Now, I want to leave up out of here in the next few minutes pointing you and your expectation in the right direction. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 in the King James Version. I like that. It says, and this is the confidence. How many know when you hear the word confidence, it sounds strong? Sounds like we're going somewhere, right? Because if there's somebody that you don't have confidence in, how many know you don't want to do anything with them? But if there's somebody you have confidence in, you're like, okay, we can go somewhere. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Hallelujah. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Come on, let me back up a little bit. This is the confidence. If you're wondering how you're going to get your prayers answered, if you're wondering how things are going to change in your life, if you're wondering when and what, this is the confidence we have. And it's in him that if we ask anything, somebody say anything, according to his will. Oh, well, Pastor, I mean, how do I know the will of God? I don't know everything. How do I know God's will? Well, if you know his word, you know his will. Hey, you know the word, when someone dies, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I feel the preach on me today. If you guys are pulling, you guys are putting a demand on me this evening. If someone dies and they've laid up something for somebody else, an inheritance, how many know what they call that piece of paper? A last will and testament. It's saying, I want my will to be accomplished. I want everything to go this way. And when I die, I want my heirs to get this. Guess what? And that doesn't work until they die. And when they die, there's an executor that goes through and makes sure that Bubba gets what Bubba deserves and Aunt Fanny gets what Aunt Fanny deserves and everybody gets what they deserve. But Jesus, he made a last will and testament. Hallelujah. The Old and the New Testament. And he said, this is the inheritance I have for my children. And then he died so it would go into effect. Come on, somebody. And he's the only one in history that wrote out a will, died so it would go into effect, and then came back from the dead to be the executor of his own will. Come on, so you can have confidence that if he said it, he's going to do it. This is not just talk. I have lived my life this way. And people look at me crazy sometime and they think, oh, you say these things. I had a preacher tell me one time, he said, Reverend, he called me Reverend all the time. Reverend, he said, you're embarrassing yourself. I said, how? He said, you go around and you say all these outlandish things. He says, it's crazy talk. You say you're going to do this, you're going to do that. I said, that's not crazy talk. I said, that's what the Lord has told me and it's going to happen. A few months later, that preacher and I were in Africa fulfilling one of his life's dreams to go to Africa, and I had paid for his trip to be there. And he said, Reverend, he said, keep talking crazy. He said, because you said one day we're going to be in Africa, and we're in Africa, and God did it miraculously. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, when God says something to you, take it to the bank. When God promises something, if there's something in the Word, believe it. I believe everything in the Bible, including the maps. Come on. From cover to cover, the table of contents, glossary, everything. If God's done it, I want it. I don't know about you, but I'm not. My wife loves a buffet. Not because she's a big eater, but because she wants a little bit of everything. So, I just want a little bit of that. She goes into a restaurant and they say the Tuesday night special is X, Y, and Z. And she's like, I have the special. And can you put this one instead of that? Can you add cheese? Can you put sour cream? And I'm like, it's not the special anymore. You've changed it. Everything is different, but she wants a little bit of everything. Let me tell you something. You and I did not get saved just for fire insurance. We did not get saved just to stay out of hell. And some people think our salvation, our sozo, was just so we didn't have to go to hell. But let me tell you something. There's so much more in that. And you and I have access to every part of it. Somebody say amen. This is the confidence we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, that's the key, he hears us. He hears us. Now, if I ask him to win the Ohio Powerball tomorrow, come on, somebody. Is that probably going to happen? Maybe not, because it's probably not in his will, according to his will. Because he doesn't want you to make the Ohio lottery your source. He wants you to make him his source. And so when something is according to his will, I lived in Tulsa for a while, and there were some good, well-meaning Christians in Tulsa, but they got some things off base. And they were believing God for other people's spouses. You're going to be my husband. No. That is not according to his will. So the key, if you write in your Bible, you need to underline that, according to his will. And you can be confident that if you're praying according to the will of God, that's why it's so important to have Bible on something you're praying for. We don't just snatch things out of the air and say, I'm believing God. I'm standing in faith. I'm standing and believing. On what? I don't know. I want this, but no. Then you're not going to get it. Because it may not be according to his will. Am I okay? And if you know he hears you, then you know that whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of him. I love that. We already have it. If we know he hears us, then we know that we have it. You pray for healing, guess what? You have healing because you have him. He doesn't heal, he is healing. He doesn't love, he is love. He doesn't give joy, he is joy. And so if you pray according to his will and you have him, then you have those things that you've already asked for. My wife has an iPhone. She has a nice iPhone. I paid for a good iPhone for her. I can pick on her because she's not here. She might be watching. Hi, I love you, honey. But she has a nice iPhone, and it has all the bells and whistles in it. But inevitably, she's going to ask, when is your trip to Ohio? What day exactly are you leaving? How long are you going to be gone? What's your flight number? I can't remember all these things. And then she'll say, honey, you know you've got a calendar in your phone. You can write that. Oh, yeah, that's right. And then she'll say, where is the copy of that form that we were supposed to have? I don't remember that. Well, you know you have a camera. You can take a picture. Yeah, I know, but I just didn't do that. And then she'll say, I went to the grocery store and I overspent the budget. I'm like, well, why didn't you stop? She said, I didn't know how much it was. I said, you know, if you have a calculator in your, she doesn't do that. She makes phone calls, sends texts, and puts her phone down. And I'm like, everything you need is in that phone. It's not anybody else's fault that you didn't use it. Man, I just feel God on that. God has given you what you've petitioned for. When you pray and believe according to his will, he's given it to you. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, one of the last things he said was tetelestai. In the Greek, he said, it is
finished.
Oh, man. What's finished? The work that he came to do. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy tried to put on you, God has already taken off of you. It is finished, the finished work of Calvary. And that's what you and I can expect to come to life in our life. That's what we can be confident in, that we hear, he hears us, and we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, how do we get from asking to receiving and confidently knocking on the door of heaven and praying bold prayers? Number one, we need to have faith. Look at your neighbor, say, have faith. Have faith, have faith, have faith. Mark 11, 22 says, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in who? God, right? Have faith in God, or have faith in me. We have to have faith in God. Our confidence is not in man. It's not in any other system, but it's in God. We have to trust, hope, and believe. In other words, I like to call it Godfidence. Godfidence. I'm going to make a t-shirt one day. Hashtag Godfidence. How many would buy that t-shirt? Come on, there we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll be back next month with the t-shirts. Godfidence. Because he's the one we have faith in. He's the one we have confidence in. And Jesus told this to his disciples. He said, hey, have faith in God. And what do? We have faith in his word. Well, like I said, you know you can trust his word. You can get those promises from God. And then you can say, this is it. This is what I'm standing on. This is what I need. John 15, 7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, then... I love if-then statements. Do we have any educators in the room? Any teachers in here? I see some hands back there. In school, we learned about if-then statements. We learn, if this happens, comma, then this will happen. You can't get the then if you don't get the... All right, you're tracking with me. Make sure you're not asleep. It's Wednesday night. If you remain in me... and my words remain in you, comma, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. And you know, we are in Christ. Do you realize that? That you're in Christ, a new creation. When I crossed the line, I was in Urbana. And things were different in Urbana. Speed limit might have been different in Urbana. There might be a whole book of laws that pertain to Urbana that are different. I remember one time I was driving in Colorado. The speed limit is 75. And you can comfortably go 9 miles over the speed limit and be okay. So I like to be comfortable when I drive. So I'm cruising. I was driving in Colorado, got on a plane, came to Ohio, and I'm driving, and the speed limit was not 75. I think it was 65 at the time, and I'm thinking comfortably, and I'm cruising along, and I'm in my father's truck, and I'm cruising along, and all it reminded me of the last time I was in Urbana, because I was cruising along, and all of a sudden, I see one of Ohio's finest behind me, and I'm holding it steady. I mean, I'm looking at my speedometer, and I'm keeping it steady. I mean, I've got it like at 78, you know, because I don't want to go too far over, and he's following me for the longest. I'm keeping it 78, ooh, 70, 77, 78. And then finally, I mean, he followed me for the longest. Finally, he turns his lights on. Comes up to the car and he's like, I was feeling good today. I tried to give you a chance. I said, I know, officer. I said, I followed you for the longest, thinking you would see me. I said, I saw you. I was holding it steady. He said, sir, the speed limit's 65. I said, what? Oh, my gosh. I said, no, I live in Colorado, and it's 75, and I was trying to explain it. Yeah, here you go. Here's my license register. But the rules were different. Do you realize that you and I are in Christ? And so guess what? The rules are different. Got good news. The world has to operate by certain rules. The world has things that happen to them and don't happen to them. But when we're in Christ, if we will stay in Christ, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. There are different things that pertain to you and to I because we are in Christ. So he's saying, stay in me. Remain in me. You can't get out from underneath the covering. You can't go out doing your own thing and expect the blessings of God to stay on you. I don't know who I'm saying this for tonight, but there's somebody that says, you know what, I want to go out and do my own thing. I want to live for God on Sundays and not the rest of the week, and then I want to expect God to meet my needs. Remain in him. Let his word remain in you. Have faith. Number two, speak faith. Hallelujah. You know what? We have to make sure that our mouth lines up with our heart. In the last part of Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, the Amplified Bible says, I have come in response to your words. He had prayed and he had asked for something, asking for God to do something. And then the angels said, you know what? We got held up. There was a war in the heavenlies, in the first realm. There was a war there between principalities. We're trying to get here. I know you prayed. It took 21 days. How many feel like you're Daniel? Come on. It's like, I prayed, and what is going on? The angel's like, we've been in a battle. It is going on, but we came not because you're a good person. We didn't come because you are a member of this church. We're first responders. We came in response to your words. Do you realize that God has given us a powerful weapon, and it's our words? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. When I was speaking this crazy talk for years, and everybody's laughing at me, what was I doing? I was sending out words because I was in Christ according to his will, and all of a sudden, the blessings came in response to my words. And so we have to have faith. We have to speak faith. And then we have to, let me read this one. I'm trying to keep moving fast. I know you told me don't worry about it. He said, if you're out there by 9:30, everybody will be fine. Just kidding. Proverbs 18:21 in the Good News Translation says, what you say can preserve life or destroy it. So you must accept the consequences of your words. So many times we flippantly say things and we think, oh, it doesn't matter. Come on, how many are old like me that heard this before? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the biggest lie. Words will hurt you. Words will hurt you. It says right here, you must accept the consequences of your words. This angel came in response to Daniel's words. And so many times we flippantly say things, oh, I'm dying to get there. Oh, I tell you what, my back is killing me. Oh, are you going to do? I'm afraid not. Oh, what are we doing? We're speaking fear, doubt, unbelief, the opposite of faith. Look at your neighbor and say, stop it. Stop it. I know nobody in this church does that, but other places they do that. We have to get a hold of that. We have to tame our tongue. Number three, refuse to doubt. Doubt's the wet blanket to the fire of faith. We have to refuse to doubt. The story in Luke about the parents of John the Baptist. And we see they had probably been believing God for a child for years and then just got over into doubt and said, it's not going to happen. Maybe it's not going to go that way. And then all of a sudden the word of the Lord comes to them. And in verse 18, Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife is well advanced in years. He doubted the word of the Lord. And you know what happened to him? It said, we want this to happen so bad, we're going to strike you mute. You're not going to be able to talk because it's so important what you say. And it said, because John the Baptist had to come into play to usher in Jesus, you're not going to be able to talk. I mean, that way, you won't say anything. How many think sometimes you feel like, if you can't say something good, don't say anything at all? I tell people all the time, if you can't move forward in faith, don't go backwards. Just stay in neutral. At least we can push you somewhere. Come on, don't say things that you're snared with your tongue. You're snared with your words. Refuse to doubt. I'm not going to doubt no matter what. I'm not going to get over into doubt and unbelief. I'm not going to get into fear. I'm not going to let that stuff come out of my mouth. Even though it might look, that's why I love that song. When you guys start singing that song, I said, I'm in the right house tonight. Come on. Even when I don't see it, even when I don't feel it, hallelujah, he's working. I coined a term years ago. I said, while I'm waiting, God is working. And while I'm sleeping, God is working. There have been many times that I've trusted God, believed God, and just said, God, I trust you. I'm leaving it there. I went to sleep, woke up, everything had changed. Come on, somebody. How many could use that? How many believe God for that? I'm going to go to sleep tonight in peace and wake up and everything's different. Years ago, I went to the doctor and they said, you're borderline diabetic. I said, no, I don't receive that. I don't want that. And the lady looked at me and she said, well, there's nothing you can do about it. And then she said, matter of fact, I had had a Frappuccino that morning. They did my test and she said, oh, you have diabetes. I said, no, I don't have diabetes. She said, sorry, Reverend, but you do and it's always going to be there. We can check it. We can maintain it with medicine, but you have it. And I said, I was messed up. I left and I sat in my car and I just cried and I got all into a pity party for myself. And then I said, wait a minute. I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know what the Word of God says about my body. And I began to stand on it and I told someone, I said, this is what they're saying, but this is what I'm believing. I went to sleep after I'd went back to the doctor the next time. I went to sleep that night. I woke up. And I had made this, I do a broadcast online, live prayer meeting. And I had said on that night, while you're sleeping, God's working. First time I had said it. So I went to bed that night. I woke up the next day. There was a voicemail from the doctor's office. And I clicked it there. Said, oh, Mr. Hamp, we just wanted to let you know your potassium level was a little low. Eat some bananas. The diabetes is gone. Don't worry about that. I mean, she just said it like real flippantly, and I was like, come on, somebody. It's gone. I know it's gone because I never had it. I mean, I could tell you that, amen. I could tell you testimony after testimony where because I stood firm in faith and I refused to doubt, I refused to speak. People ask me all night, well, how do you get to that place? By having faith in God. By speaking faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And so do you know the most convincing voice in your ear that can get you to do or not to do something? Pastor Kylan has a powerful voice. And when he speaks it, you're going to get it. You're going to listen to it. But the most powerful voice is your own voice. It's your own voice. We've talked ourselves out of so much. Why don't we start talking ourselves into things? Are you getting something tonight? Come on, have faith, speak faith, refuse to doubt. And lastly, number four, don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10, Jesus said to him, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me. I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children and I are in bed. Come on, good friend, huh? I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need if you keep asking. So he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm an everyone. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Hallelujah. This man did not give up. He was persistent. He came even after he's turned down the initial time. And Jesus pointed out he's going to do it because of persistence. I'm telling you, the Greek language for this means ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. So many times we think, and I know there's different theology that says, oh, you ask and that's it. Don't worry about it anymore. You know, I believe that. Obviously, we're at Only Believe. But how many know that the reason you ask and keep asking, what you're doing, it's not that you didn't have faith the first time, but what you're doing, it's not for God. It's for us. Come on. It's not for God, it's for us. What we're doing is we're keeping our focus on Him. And we're keeping our eyes towards Him. And I want to challenge you this evening. Have faith in God. I want to challenge you, whatever it is. Hey, I remember you guys. Good to see you. Oh, come on, I can't wait. Whatever it is you need, have faith in God. Don't look to other things. And then speak. Make sure your mouth is lined up with the word. Don't let those things come out that are going to cancel out what you believe. Come on and refuse to doubt and never give up. My Bible tells us that if you don't give up, you're going to reap in due season. And I feel in my spirit that we're coming into a due season. The musicians can come on back up here if you would. I feel in my spirit, and just play something. You say, well, we weren't ready. Nobody told me. Just play something. Just play something. Just play that Waymaker song again if you can. Or whatever's in your heart. Whatever's in your heart. I'm easy. Hallelujah. Ask, keep asking. Believe God. Stand firm in your faith and watch what God will do. I believe that you guys came out here tonight even after you heard there was going to be a crazy guest speaker that you didn't know who he was. You still came. I'm impressed. But I believe that God had an appointment with you. I believe that God wants to meet you right here. How many of you tonight can say, Pastor Eric, I raised my hand before and said, I need God to do something. And I believe faith has risen in my spirit. How many would say faith has risen? I've heard the word, and I believe. And let me tell you something. Am I something special? Well, yes. But you know what? I'm God's favored child. Not His favorite, but His favored child. And if He'll do it for me, He'll do it for you. Whatever it is that you have faith to believe God to do, I believe that He'll throw open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing you don't have room enough to receive. I believe that God's presence is here. And wherever God's presence is, He shows up. And if you believe that, you know that He's going to hear you. And if He hears you, you know you already have whatever you're petitioning Him for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Master, we've come here tonight not just for a Bible study. We've come here tonight not just to check off a box in our life, but we came here tonight to have an encounter with You. We came here tonight to have You do something in our life. And God, we're here and we're ready. Expectation has been elevated in our midst. And God, we thank you for that. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ma'am, I just keep hearing the Lord say that that thing that you've been standing and believing for and asking and trusting, that it almost felt like it was never going to happen. And if you look at it in the natural, it seems impossible. I just heard the Lord say, don't let doubt creep in. No matter what it looks like, God is a changer. God is a fixer. God can restore and put back together everything that's been lost. And there's some things that have been lost. There's some things that have been stripped. But I hear the Lord saying that I will fix it. I will repair it. That's just what I hear is repair. I almost see God like with tools saying, I can repair it. I can put it back together. I can tighten it. I can fix it. And that's the word of the Lord for you. And his presence is coming to you right now. And that you feel on you, that's the presence of God. And he's just washing over you with a supernatural peace. There's peace, shalom, that passes understanding. When people won't understand why things are okay or understand how you can have faith and believe, that supernatural peace is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, just worship God right where you are. God, we love you. We give you praise. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your presence, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, mighty God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we love you. 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 We thank 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 you. Oh, Lord. There's none like you. None like you. None like you. None like you. There is none like you. None like you. Oh, Lord. Oh, we love you. We love you, we love you, oh Lord. We thank you, 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 oh Lord. There's none like you, none like you, none like you. None like you. There is none like you. None like you, oh Lord. Oh. Oh. My sister right there in the black shirt, there's healing coming to your heart. Healing coming to broken places right now. And even I hear the Lord say, I'm taking away even the scars. I'll remove even the wounds. I'll remove even the... you'll come through and not even have the smell of smoke. Yeah, yeah, you're in the fire. Yeah, you're in the furnace and you feel like it's been turned up 7 times. But the Lord says, I am with you in the fire. Anamastia talalabasa. I'm with you in the fire, says the Lord, and I'm carrying you, I'm protecting you, and you will come through healed and whole. You will come through with not even the smell of smoke on you. God, I give you praise. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Worship you, Master. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Kylan, if it's okay, I just feel led to, people need to make a step. If you're here today and you say, Pastor Eric, I'm believing for something, and I believe tonight that as I take a bold step, that God is going to do something. And this is a prophetic act, just by you saying, I'm moving forward. And if that's you and you believe that tonight when we pray that something's going to change, that God's going to do something, as we worship, I want you to get out of your seat and I want you to come and stand at this altar. But when you come, I want you to come with expectation. I want you to come believing that God's going to do it. And I just want to come into agreement with you. And I believe as a prophetic act, when you get out of your seat, you're saying, I'm not staying where I am. I'm changing. I'm changing my position. It's not going to be the same way it was, but I'm getting up and I'm moving forward with God. Yeah, yeah, right now people are moving. If that's you, get up out of your seat and begin to come. Come on. As you come with expectation, you're saying, I believe that God is doing things. I believe that God is changing things. Just make a line across here. Come on, just pray as you come. Just get ready to receive. Master, we love you. We thank you. Ah, yeah. God, we thank you that you're worthy, oh God. We thank you that you're moving in this place. God, we thank you that people will not leave here like they came, Lord God. But in Jesus' name, God, they are going to leave here whole. They're going to leave here blessed. They're going to leave here with needs met in the name of Jesus. The presence of God is so strong on some of you right now. And if you'll reach up by faith and receive everything God has for you, you'll get it. Oh, you say, the preacher didn't call on me. He didn't say anything to me. Lift your hands and let God speak to you right now. Let God tell you what's going to happen. Let God tell you what he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We believe we receive, Lord. We believe we receive. Yeah, that's it. Come on, press in. Press in and just say, more, Lord. More, Lord. More of your presence. More of your love. More of your power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, we love you. 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 Oh, Lord, we thank you. There's none like you, none like you, oh Lord. I receive it now, 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 receive it now in my life. Declare that. I receive it now, I receive it now, I receive it now, I receive it. I receive it now, receive it in my life. Oh God, we worship you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. You alone are worthy. God, I thank you, Lord, and we trust you, Lord, for meeting every need. God, we thank you for what you're doing in this place. God, I thank you for these world changers, Lord. God, I thank you for these young people, God, that are standing here giving their life, Lord God, reckless abandonment. And God, I thank you for what you're doing in their midst. There's a strong prophetic gifting on your life. And as you worship God, God's going to speak to you. And God's going to show you things. And it's just going to pour out of you. And I just see you before a blank canvas. And I just see you beginning to let the prophetic utterance just come up out of you. It's coming in words, but words are art. And it's coming forth. And as you release that, The Lord says, I'm ministering to you and to others. I'm ministering to you and to others. And it's going to pierce the darkness, says the Lord. It's going to pierce the darkness, says the Lord. And the desires of your heart that you've prayed for, and you said, Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how you're going to make a way. But he says, in the secret place. Yeah, whoo, man, that's a strong anointing on you. Hallelujah. God, I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Jesus, for a supernatural touch. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the peace of God flowing right now, God. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Do what only you can do. God, I thank you for impartation, Lord God, for the gift of faith rising up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And yeah, even as I was speaking, you've said, Lord, give me faith like that. I want to believe like that. I want to say something and watch it happen. And God says the gift of faith is rising up upon you to where you will speak God's word and you will see things change. It will start in your family and you will be a light in your community and those around you. The people will say, oh yeah, watch him, go to him and see what God will do. So God, we give you praise. We thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the touch of God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for ministering, Lord, by your power, according to your word, Lord God. Father, I thank you that you just minister to them and give them the desires of their heart. Lord, I thank you for that. Yeah, at times you've put ministry and you've put things in front and you've said, we'll do this later. We'll take a break later. We'll do this later. That can come in a minute. But you've been asking and you've been believing God for something specifically for your family. And you've said, God, I love the ministry and I've given my life to it. But there's something that you've been asking for your family. And you've been standing in the gap and you've been saying, God, I know you can and I know you will. But I need it to come, and I need it to come now. And I just rebuke the weariness in the name of Jesus that would come in and try to lie to you. The voice of the enemy that would say, oh, God's not hearing you. God's not going to do that. Matter of fact, the thing you asked for and prayed about, it seemed like it even got further away. It seemed like the likelihood of it happening got further away. But I hear the Lord saying tonight, I encourage you, don't let go. Keep your mouth in line with what your heart is believing for. And God, I thank you right now. And the Lord would say to you, my daughter, your time with me that you spend in your home, your time where you worship me and your time where you sit and you listen to my voice, I am elevating that. I am coming right and sitting down beside you. Yeah, there's a place that you like to meet the Lord. And he says, I'm sitting down beside you. And the peace of God that passes all understanding is going to meet you right there. And when the enemy comes in and tries to overwhelm you, you're going to know that there is a place and there is a hand that is leading and guiding you into the place of victory. God, I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you for what you're doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, I thank you for making a way. God, where there seems to be no way. God, I thank you for his hunger and his desire to know more, his desire to learn from you and to love you, God. And I thank you that you fill him with that and flood him in the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. I thank you for the anointing, God. I give you praise. I thank you for what you're doing. God, bless this family, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for surrounding them. I hear the Lord say, I'm surrounding you. I'm protecting and providing. Protecting and providing. I'm surrounding you with favor. Yeah, there's decisions that need to be made. There's things that you need to come in your favor, that you need a yes. You're tired of getting no's. You're tired of getting doors closed, but you need a yes. And so, God, I thank you right now for the favor of heaven to come upon her and to open doors and release everything she needs in Jesus' name. God, we give you praise. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the touch of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing my brother. I thank you for doing what he needs, Lord God. Grant it in the name of the Lord. God, I thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit just touching his body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. God, I thank you that you make him every whit whole, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for the touch of God. We thank you for ministering, Lord, by your power and according to your word. God, we love you and we thank you. And the Lord says, I didn't forget you. I haven't forgotten you. At times when you feel like everybody around you has been looked at and has been helped and has gotten what they need, but you say, what about me? What about me? But the Lord says, I'm smiling upon you. I created you special. I created you to shine bright. And you will, says the Lord. You will. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, we take just a few more minutes and just worship God. We love you, Jesus. God, we thank you. Yeah, there's a fresh touch coming on you. Hallelujah. A fresh touch. You've been asking God for it. You've been saying, God, I need you to water my ground. God, I need a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. And it's coming, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, there goes. There goes. There goes. Sheka telebaha rosota. Shetelebekete. Rebeke sete andalabuhuraba. Hakata mahasa. Yeah, yeah, God, don't let her leave here like she came, Lord God. I give you praise. I give you praise. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. God, fill her. Fill her to overflowing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, more, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Yeah, he says, I hear you. I hear you. And it's coming now in the name of Jesus. Ketabashe. Setekebo rebete. Selema katundo rebeste. Kerebahase brekese. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for ministering, Lord God. Answering prayers, answering prayers. You two ladies are intercessors, and you have a prayer anointing on your life. And you pray for everybody, and you believe God for your family, and believe God for anybody. But you've been praying and praying and praying and seeing God do things. And if they need anything done, they know who to come to for prayer. And you will touch heaven. You will stay until you get a breakthrough. But I hear the Lord saying, it's time to pray the prayer of Jabez. Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. And as you've prayed for others, according to Ephesians 6:8, what you make happen for one, God is going to make happen for you. So God, I thank you, Lord, for a return on all the seeds that they've sown in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, there's a fresh blessing coming to your life in the name of Jesus. A refreshing from the presence of the Lord. You've been under a load of stress. You don't talk about it. You don't complain about it. But the stress has been there. It's been almost unbearable at times. But there's a lifting coming. The Lord says, I'm lifting it off. I'm lifting it off of you in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, your shoulders. And the headaches are going. The headaches are leaving in the name of Jesus. No more pain. Yeah, yeah. No more pain, no more discomfort. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's lifting off of you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. You'll be able to sleep tonight, too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for this mighty man of God, this man of faith. Lord, I thank you for your hand upon him, Lord. I thank you for doing what only you can do. God, bless this family, Lord God. Continue to pour out. Lord, continue to do what only you can do. God, we give you praise. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand at work in their life. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the enemy will come and try to rob the word that was spoken to you. Matter of fact, when you get to your car, the enemy is going to try to tell you, oh, that wasn't for you, that wasn't real, and nothing's going to change. But I just heard the Lord say, remind her to continue to speak faith. Remind her to always say what I've said. Remind her to hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger to not listen to. God, we give you praise. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord wants you to know that there's light coming. It's just what I hear him saying. There's light coming at the end of a tunnel, the end of darkness. It's been like a dark tunnel, and sometimes you feel like things just kind of closing in, and you're like, I'm in a room, but I feel like I'm all by myself. And God says there's light coming, and he's going to show you that at the end of this, there's a blessing for you. You've had to walk through some rough times, and you didn't tell anybody, you didn't talk about it. We've had to walk through some times of things, pressure from the outside. But God says there's light coming at the end of the tunnel. You're going to walk out. Everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be right. You receive that? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Come on, just lift your hands towards heaven and just tell God, we believe and we receive. God, we believe and we receive. We thank you for our divine expectation comes from you. God, we trust you. There is none like you, none like you. No, none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you, none like you, oh God. Tell him you love him. I love you. Time. I love you. 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 Oh Lord. Jesus, we praise you today. And God, I thank you for everyone that took a bold step today. God, I thank you that we will see the victory. God, I thank you that as we expect, our expectation is in you. And God, we will not relent. We will not let go. But God, you are our provider. And our confidence is in you. We love you. We praise you. We believe we receive it. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Slip on back to your seats. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, I have not talked to Pastor Eric all about anything here. And remember two Wednesdays ago, if you were here, we proclaimed that the Lord was telling us as a church that we're entering into a season of breakthrough. Remember that? How many of you were here that Wednesday? And for him to come tonight and give us that word, I believe is confirmation what the Lord was speaking to us. And remember we said that there's some things that some of you have been believing for a long time. This is going to be a season where you're going to say, finally, that we're going to see some things come through, not just for us as a church as a whole, but for those within the church. So tonight's just a confirmation of what I believe the Lord is doing in our church. Amen? Amen. So as we always do, we want to honor our guest speaker with an offering, and obviously traveling from Colorado, spending time away from his family to be out and minister and do what the Lord has him do. So if you want to prepare giving tonight, if that's on your heart, if you feel on your heart to do so, use a regular offering envelope, and everything that comes in this offering will go towards what we honor him with in a few moments here. So let me pray over that, and if you want to have a moment to continue to fill that out, we'll let this up here for just a second after I'm done praying. But Lord, we thank you for the time tonight. We thank you for the word that we do grab hold of. We thank you for the words that were spoken afterwards. We grab hold of those things too. We thank you for being with us tonight. And Lord, as we honor our speaker, we pray blessing into his life. For what he has sown into our church, we in turn sow back to him, not just with our giving, but with the honor that he has come and spent time with us and allowed you to speak through him to us. We thank you for that. I pray blessing on everybody as they go tonight, that we gather back again Sunday morning, a family of faith, strong together and moving forward together. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. So if you have given for Pastor Eric, you can go right in here. Other than that, we will see you Sunday morning. Be blessed that you go. Be blessed that you come back. Bring somebody along with you this Sunday.